Well, hello there. This is the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, and I'm Steve Webb. This is episode 563. If this is your first time here, please allow me to offer a hearty welcome. Thanks for joining us. It's great to meet you. If you're already a member of the LifeSpring family, hey, what up? Thanks for coming back. I have to apologize for missing yesterday's episode. I'm still kind of catching up on my rest from jet lag, and I just needed a little bit of extra time to rest. This is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. On Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, we read the Old Testament, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we read the New Testament. Today, we'll read Ezekiel 30 through 32 from the New International Reader's Version. Shall we begin? Okay, let's go. Ezekiel chapter 30. A message came to me from the Lord. He said, "Son of man, prophesy. Say, the Lord and King says, cry out, a terrible day is coming. The day is near. The day of the Lord is coming. It will be a cloudy day. The nations have been sentenced to die. I will send Nebuchadnezzar's sword against Egypt. Cush will suffer terribly. Many will die in Egypt. Then its wealth will be carried away. Its foundations will be torn down. The people of Cush, Put, Lydia, Libya, and the whole land of Arabia will be killed with swords. So will the Jews who live in Egypt. They went there from the covenant land of Israel, and the Egyptians will die too." The Lord says, "Those who were going to help Egypt will die. The strength Egypt was so proud of will fail. Its people will be killed with swords from Migdol all the way to Aswan," announces the Lord and King. "Egypt will be more empty than any other land. Its cities will be completely destroyed. I will set Egypt on fire. All those who came to help it will be crushed. Then they will know that I am the Lord. At that time I will send messengers out in ships. They will terrify the people of Cush who are so contented. Cush will suffer greatly when Egypt falls, and you can be sure it will fall." The Lord and King says, "I will put an end to the huge armies of Egypt. I will use Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylonia, to do it. He and his armies will attack the land and destroy it. They will not show its people any pity at all. They will use their swords against Egypt. They will fill the land with dead bodies. I will dry up the streams of the Nile River. I will sell the land to evil men. I will use the powerful hands of strangers to destroy the land and everything in it. I have spoken. I am the Lord." The Lord and King says, "I will destroy the statues of Egypt's gods. I will put an end to the gods the people in Memphis worship. Egypt will not have princes anymore. I will spread fear all through the land. I will completely destroy Upper Egypt. I will set Zoan on fire. I will punish Thebes. I will pour out my burning anger on Pelusium. It is a fort in eastern Egypt. I will cut off the huge army of Thebes. I will set Egypt on fire. Pelusium will groan with terrible pain. Thebes will be ripped apart. Memphis will suffer greatly because of everything that happens. The young men of Heliopolis and Bubastis will be killed with swords. Their people will be taken away as prisoners. I will break Egypt's power over other lands. That will be a dark day for Tahpenhes. There, the strength Egypt was so proud of will come to an end. Egypt will be covered with clouds. The people in its villages will be taken away as prisoners, so I will punish Egypt. Then they will know that I am the Lord." It was the 11th year since King Jehoiakim had been brought to Babylon as a prisoner. On the 7th day of the first month, a message came to me from the Lord. He said, "Son of man, I have broken the powerful arm of Pharaoh Hophra, the king of Egypt. No bandages have been put on his arm to heal it. It has not been put in a cast, so his arm will not be strong enough to use a sword. I am against Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. I will break both of his arms. I will break his healthy arm and his broken one. His sword will fall from his hand. I will scatter the people of Egypt among the nations. I will send them to other countries. I will make the arms of the king of Babylonia stronger. I will put my sword in his hand, but I will break the arms of Pharaoh, and he will groan in front of Nebuchadnezzar. He will cry out like someone dying from his wounds. I will make the arms of the king of Babylonia stronger, but the arms of Pharaoh will not be able to help Egypt. I will put my sword in Nebuchadnezzar's hand. He will get ready to use it against Egypt. Then they will know that I am the Lord. I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations. I will send them to other countries. Then they will know that I am the Lord." Ezekiel chapter 31. It was the 11th year since King Jehoiakim had been brought to Babylon as a prisoner. On the first day of the third month, a message came to me from the Lord. He said, Son of man, speak to Pharaoh Hophra, the king of Egypt. Also speak to his huge army. Tell him, who can be compared with your majesty? Think about what happened to Assyria. Once it was like a cedar tree in Lebanon. It had beautiful branches that provided shade for the forest. It grew very high. The top was above all the leaves. The waters fed it. Deep springs made it grow tall. Their streams flowed all around its base. They made their way to all of the trees in the fields. So it grew higher than any other tree in the fields. It grew more limbs. Its branches grew long. They spread because they had plenty of water. All of the birds of the air made their nests in its limbs. All of the wild animals had their babies under its branches. All of the great nations lived in its shade. Its spreading branches made it majestic and beautiful. Its roots went down deep to where there was plenty of water. The cedar trees in my garden were no match for it. The pine trees could not equal its limbs. The plane trees could not compare with its branches. No tree in my garden could match its beauty. I gave it many branches. They made it beautiful. All of the trees in my Garden of Eden were jealous of it. So the Lord and King says, The cedar tree grew very high. Its top was above all of the leaves. It was proud of how tall it was. So I handed it over to the Babylonian ruler of the nations. I wanted him to punish it because it was so evil. I decided to get rid of it. The Babylonians cut it down and left it there. They did not show it any pity at all. Some of its branches fell on the mountains. Others fell in all of the valleys. They lay broken in all of the stream beds in the land. All of the nations on earth came out from under its shade, and they went on their own way. All of the birds of the air settled on the fallen tree. All of the wild animals moved among its branches. So trees that receive plenty of water must never grow so high that it makes them proud. Their tops must never be above the rest of the leaves. No other trees that receive a lot of water must ever grow that high. They are appointed to die and go down to the earth below. They will join the other nations that go down into the grave. The Lord and King says, Assyria was like a cedar tree, but I brought it down to the grave. On that day I dried up the deep springs of water and covered them. I held its streams back. I shut off its rich supply of water. Because of that, Lebanon was dressed in darkness as if it were clothes. All of the trees in the field dried up. I brought the cedar tree down to the grave. It joined the other nations that go down there. I made the nations on earth shake because of the sound of its fall. Then all of the trees of Eden were comforted in the earth below. That included the finest and best trees in Lebanon, and it included all the trees that received plenty of water. Others also went down into the grave along with it. That included those that lived in its shade, and it included those nations that were going to help it. They joined those who had been killed with swords. Which one of the trees of Eden can be compared with you? What tree is as glorious and majestic as you are? But you too will be brought down to the earth below. There you will join the trees of Eden. You will lie down with those who have not been circumcised. You will be among those who were killed with swords. That is what will happen to Pharaoh and his huge armies, announces the Lord and King. Ezekiel chapter 32. It was the 12th year since King Jehoiakim had been brought to Babylon as a prisoner. On the first day of the 12th month, a message came to me from the Lord. He said, Son of man, sing a song of sadness about Pharaoh Hophra, the king of Egypt. Tell him, you are like a lion among the nations. You are like a monster in the sea. You move around wildly in your rivers. You churn the water with your feet. You make the streams muddy. The Lord and King says, I will use a large crowd of people to throw my net over you. They will pull you up in it. Then I will throw you on the land. I will toss you into an open field. I will let all of the birds of the air settle on you. I will let all of the wild animals eat you up. I will scatter the parts of your body all over the mountains. I will fill the valleys with your remains. I will soak the land with your blood. It will flow all the way to the mountains. The valleys will be filled with the parts of your body. When I wipe you out, I will put a cover over the heavens. I will darken the stars. I will cover the sun with a cloud. The moon will stop shining. I will darken all of the bright lights in the sky above you. I will bring darkness over your land, announces the Lord and King. The hearts of many people will be troubled. That is because I will destroy you among the nations. You had never known anything about those lands before. Many nations will be shocked when they see what has happened to you. Their kings will tremble with fear when they find out about it. I will get ready to use Nebuchadnezzar as my sword against them. On the day you fall from power, each of the kings will tremble with fear. Each will be afraid he is the next to die. The Lord and King says, I will send against you the sword of the king of Babylonia. I will destroy your huge army. They will be killed with the swords of Babylonia's mighty soldiers. The soldiers will not show them any pity. They will bring Egypt down in all of its pride. Its huge armies will be thrown down. I will destroy all of its cattle from the places where they have plenty of water. Human feet will never stir the water up again. The hooves of the cattle will not make it muddy anymore. I will let the waters of Egypt settle. I will make its streams flow like olive oil, announces the Lord and King. I will turn Egypt into an empty land. I will strip away everything in it. I will strike down everyone who lives there. Then they will know that I am the Lord. That is the song of sadness people will sing about Egypt. Women from other nations will sing it. They will sob over Egypt and its huge armies, announces the Lord and King. It was the 15th day of a month near the end of the 12th year since King Jehoiakim had been brought to Babylon as a prisoner. A message came to me from the Lord. He said, Son of man, sob over the huge army of Egypt. Tell the Egyptians they will go down into the earth below. The women singers from the other mighty nations will go down into the grave along with them and others. Tell them, are you any better than others? Since you're not, go down there. Lie down with those who have not been circumcised. They will fall dead among those who were killed with swords. Nebuchadnezzar is ready to use his sword against them. Let Egypt be dragged off together with its huge armies. The mighty leaders who are already in the grave will talk about Egypt. They will also speak about the nations that were going to help it. They will say, they have come down here. They are lying down with those who had not been circumcised. They are here with those who were killed with swords. Assyria is there with its whole army. Its king is surrounded by the graves of all of its people who were killed with swords. Their graves are deep down in the pit. Assyria's army lies all around the grave of its king. All those who spread terror while they were alive are now dead. They were killed with swords. Elam is also there. Its huge armies lie around the grave of its king. All those who spread terror while they were alive are now dead. They were killed with swords. They had not been circumcised. They went down into the earth below. Their shame is like the shame of others who go down into the grave. A bed is made for Elam's king among the dead. His huge armies lie around his grave. They had not been circumcised. They were killed with swords. They had spread terror while they were alive, so now their shame is like the shame of others who go down into the grave. They lie down among the dead. Meshach and Tubal are also there. Their huge armies lie around the graves of their kings. They had not been circumcised. They had spread their terror while they were alive, so they were killed with swords. They lie down with the other dead soldiers who had not been circumcised. They and their weapons had gone down into the grave. Their swords had been placed under their heads. They had spread their terror while they were alive. But now the shame of their sin covers their bones. Pharaoh Hophra, you too will be broken. You will lie down among those who had not been circumcised. You will be there with those who were killed with swords. Edom is also there. So are its kings and all of its princes. In spite of their power, they lie down with those who were killed with swords. They lie down with those who had not been circumcised. They are there with others who went down into the grave. All of the princes of the north are there too. So are all the people of Sidon. They went down into the grave in dishonor. While they were alive, they used their power to spread terror. They had never been circumcised. But now they lie down there with those who were killed with swords. Their shame is like the shame of others who go down into the grave. Pharaoh and his whole army will see all of them. That will comfort him in spite of the fact that his huge armies were killed with swords, announces the Lord and King. I let Pharaoh spread terror while he was alive. But now he and his huge armies will be buried with those who had not been circumcised. They will lie down there with those who were killed with swords, announces the Lord and King. May God richly bless the reading of His Word. Hey, since today's reading was nearly 15 minutes long, and because I'm still catching up with all my other work, I'm going to skip the commentary today if that's okay with you. Next week, we'll be back to a normal schedule, God willing. So until Monday, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thanks for being here. Bye.